From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Way back before the Dixie Chicks' multi-platinum records and arena tours, there were two musical sisters growing up in Dallas, Marty Erwin on fiddle, her younger sister Emily on banjo. They became the instrumental heart of the Dixie Chicks, singing harmony behind lead singer Natalie Maines. Now the two sisters have their own band, a side project without Natalie. Our co-host Melissa Block caught up with them in New York.
Their names are now Emily Robison and Marty McGuire, and they came by our New York studio to play some music and talk about their new incarnation, the band Courtyard Hounds. Emily wrote all but one of the songs, and she sings lead.
You didn't take a stand, you didn't hold my hand, you should have held on tight. When it's said and done, she's gonna run through the dead of night, if it don't feel right.
The Dixie Chicks have been on a long break. They haven't toured in the 4 years since their last hit album. Emily and Marty were itching to get back to music, but Natalie Maines wanted more time off. And Emily says that left her angry and frustrated.
I love to play. You know, I love the smell of bus fumes. I like being on the road. I know I'm strange, but I just do. I love the whole summer camp feel of being on a tour. I love all those things. And it gets harder and harder as, you know, the more children we had. And it was more of an obstacle, and we did have to slow down for certain things. But essentially, I still liked that lifestyle. And so I just think not being able to choose my own destiny is what made me angry. And then I realized, you know what? I can choose my destiny. It's not up to anybody else but me, so.
We sat up all night while you apologized. And I think you were surprised to see me smile. But all I heard was the sound of the freedom bells ringing. I bet you thought I would be breaking down. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. With my heart.
And these songs, you've said, sprang largely from the time after your divorce a couple of years ago, right? Was there sort of a kind of a void you were filling? Or?
Well, I think it was just a time void. It was okay, who am I now? What am I going to do now? How do I define myself now, not being a married person? And finding myself alone at night a lot with my guitar, you know, just after the kids go to bed, what do you do between 8 and, I'm kind of a night owl, 8 and 1? With your time, and I was wanting to do something that I could have something to show for that time.
Marty, what did you think when Emily started sending you these songs or playing you these songs?
I was really moved. She would send me these songs, and I mean, it would just rip my heart out. Sometimes I'd find myself crying because she wasn't talking to me a lot about what was going on, but I was kind of learning what she was going through her songs. And I thought, wow, she's having a tough time here. And then she mentioned pitching these songs to another artist, and I felt very territorial. I thought, she's hawking the family jewels, you know, or she's telling family secrets, and I feel like she needed to be the voice. And for the first time, I was hearing her voice solo. You know, I've sung with Emily since we've been in band since she was 10 and I was 12, and this is the first time I've really heard her, and I wanted to encourage her to do something with that. And of course I wanted to hop on board and insert myself into the project somehow.
Well, you brought your instruments in today. Emily, you have your banjo. Marty, you've got your fiddle. And give us a sense of just something you would have been playing back when you were, what, 10, 12 years old around the house?
Well, this is probably one of the first banjo fiddle tunes that we learned together and we used to play all the time when we were kids. We haven't played it probably in 10 years, so.
Great.
Hope the muscle memory is still there.
But what's it called?
It's called Sally Gooden.
Thank you. had that feel. Yeehaw! Sounded great.
Yeehaw!
Does that take you back?
It does. It does. You know, I mean, it's so much fun to play bluegrass. And I think we also grew up listening to popular music. And, you know, I think, you know, what we play now is just such an amalgam of everything that we like and grew up on. But we try not to define too much.
You hope it seeps in naturally into your music because it is great training ground.
How do the two of you manage your busy career as musicians at the same time that you're both moms? You each have three kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ranging in age from
7.5 to how old is Harper?
21 months.
Well, you do have a song on the album that's about sort of the tug of being a mother and trying to be there for your kids and the fear of time slipping by. It's called The Fear of Wasted Time.
Hold my babies tight, sneak into their beds at night. I'll just stay and watch them breathing. Next thing I know, the alarm clock's ringing. I watch every frame.
There's a part of a verse where you're talking about sneaking into your kid's room and...
Yeah, I do that. I know. Sleep. I'm sure Marty does, too.
I actually fit in the crib. It holds me up. I don't fall through. My husband has found me in there a few times.
In the crib? Really?
In the crib.
I don't fit in the crib.
It's just the fear of wasted time.
What's the fear, do you think?
You know, as we get older, I'm just like, you know what? There's still so much more I want to do. And this project is just proof of that. I want to be playing music and I want to be a great mom and I want to do everything. So,
but does it feel like it's in balance?
It's very fulfilling. I feel like there's nothing I have left that I have to like, you know, especially coming off the Dixie Chicks. It's not about accomplishments. It's about playing. I want to play. I want to have fun. I want to travel. I want to bring my kids. I want to, you know, let them see all of this and what's possible. I think it's great.
Well, Emily Robison and Marty McGuire, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Emily Robison and Marty McGuire will be touring as Courtyard Hounds this summer and as the Dixie Chicks with Natalie Maines.
And happiness can terrify me now.
You can hear more songs at nprmusic.org.
You ask why I'm that way. It's just the fear.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.